It is a punctuation point in the week, and I regret that we no longer acknowledge the fact.
That was Andrew Martin presenting the final essay in this week's series called England Ejects, and the producer was Duncan Minchell. Well, the essay next week continues our series looking at figures from the Islamic Golden Age, and on Monday night, Tony Street will be presenting a portrait of the philosopher and physician Avicenna. The essay Monday evening, and indeed every night next week at 10:45.
Discover classical music in Radio Three Dimensions.
Franz Schubert was a young man who knew how to party, maybe too much. His friends worried about the company he kept. They could see that he was drinking and smoking heavily. This ultimately fatal sensual craving may be one of the reasons why he never completed his famously unfinished symphony, a work full of brooding and dark emotions.
The music, the passion, the inspiration. Discover Schubert with BBC Radio 3. Search online for Radio 3 Dimensions.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's Friday night. It's 11 o'clock. So let's join Marianne Kennedy in Glasgow for World on 3.
Well, here we are in the splendid isolation of the BBC's Pacific Quay Studio 1. But all around us, Glasgow is still very much alive with the final weekend of that glorious festival, Celtic Connections. And here in the Pacific Quay Studio, we won't be too lonely because we have some wonderful live musicians playing straight from the festival and some fabulous highlights from right across the last 2.5 weeks of Celtic Connections performances from right around the globe. One of the themes of this year's festival has been the Commonwealth, looking forward to the Commonwealth Games, of course, here in Glasgow in July. And even though it's still nearly 6 months away, there's a real sense of excitement building here in the city with new venues, new hotels, a lot of roadworks. But we're getting around that and we're building our own excitement as well, with the first episode tonight of our Commonwealth Connection series, plotting a musical path right through the Commonwealth, all the way up to the Games. There'll be music from each and every Commonwealth country, all 53 of them, with music features recorded on location and favourite tracks from athletes from around the Commonwealth. But first, we're going to pay tribute to a person who took an interest in global politics and people's rights right up to his final days. The flowers are gone, and so is he. But he will ever be remembered as part of that generation who created folk music as we know it now, and for whom making music was social and political comment. Long may Pete Seeger's influence last.
It was back in 1942, I was a member of a good platoon. We were on manoeuvres in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. The sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging. We'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy. The big fool says to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be a nervous Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men, follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. All at once, the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on. And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fool said to push on. Well, I'm not going to point anymore, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, soon even a tall man will be over his head. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
Pete Seeger, waist deep in that wonderful metaphor for the Vietnam War. A huge influence on so many folk musicians on this side of the water and the other. In June, on Tuesday, Martin Carthy talked about the passion that defined Pete Seeger, and you can still listen to that interview on the In Tune podcast. And, well, coming back into the studio tonight, I am joined by the peerless Irish singer Karen Casey with Sean O'Graham on guitar in town for the final big weekend. End of Celtic Connections. And Karen, I believe you had the privilege of meeting Pete once.
Yeah, I did. I met him very briefly in New York at a benefit about 94, and he came in. It was kind of around Irish independence, and he sang O Roisce de Bheatha Bhaile. So he was like a really humble, gracious person. He was very unassuming. He didn't make a big fuss or anything, even though a lot of people made a massive fuss about him. He didn't really seem to kind of like that, and he just sang. And
it's often like that when you meet these people who are legends in terms of music and in terms of just their stature, and mm-hmm. and then when you meet them face to face, they're kind of normal, and that's what makes them
great.
That's what makes them good.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're very glad that you guys are with us tonight, and you're going to play us songs from your new album, which is something of a departure for you. We'll talk about that again, but let me hear a first song.
Great. Well, this is called Lovely Annie. Sing it so sweet.
Lovely, Annie. A beautiful woman for sure. And we shall hear a little more later on. Thanks a million to Karen Casey and to Sean O'Graham. And there's more from them still to come. Let's turn now, though, to a 26-week journey that's going to take us to the glorious sporting and cultural celebration that is the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow this summer. Here on World on 3, we're marking this with a pilgrimage through all of the Commonwealth countries with documentary journeys and archive joy. Later on, we're going to hear a feature recorded in Jamaica with a veteran band, the Jolly Boys. But we're going to start out with our first heritage track. We've asked current Commonwealth athletes and former athletes to pick their favourite music. And we're going to start in Swaziland. This is the musical choice of Gideon Mthembu. He made his name as a marathon runner for Swaziland, representing his country at the Seoul Olympics in 1988. He went on to play an important role in the administration of athletics in Swaziland, becoming the General Secretary of the Athletics Federation. And today he continues his work promoting track and field in the whole Southern Africa region. He chose the artist Boloja, with a song called Nzabo Yami, and this comes from the album Swazi Soul, a beautiful song explaining the deep attachment of the people of Swaziland to the land they call home.
My name is Gideon Mthembu, from Swaziland. I've competed for the country in the marathon event and also other long distance events. Represented the country at the Commonwealth Games and the Olympic Games and other World Championship Games. At the Commonwealth Games in Edinburgh, I was running the 1500 meters and the 800 meters. For the country. I established the national records on both events and competed with big names like Sebastian Coe, Steve Crum. These events are very important. They are there to unify the world, they are there to unify the country, they are there for people to pride in. They're inspirational, they could be openings and opportunities for, especially for the young generation, if they are doing very well, and they could be recognized, and this is the way, you know, participating in this event, this is how you quickly get to be known, or rather you quickly become a celebrity in this part of the world. My favorite Swazi music, I choose Boloja. I've never met Boloja, but I've got his music, I love his music. It's very good and soothing. He sings in vernacular, which is quite unique in my view. And he has been coming up. He comes from a humble background, and I'm very grateful for him to be where he is now. And the music that he's playing is very, very beautiful. Nzabo Yami, if you listen to the music, you will hear that it talks about a place in Swaziland. Your father will give you a piece of land as part of your estate. That land, even if you move away, you go away, you go live in America, you go live in London, that place still remains your place. Swazis, once you've got a piece of land given to you, you mark it. Also, the place you relate it with the kind of creatures that live around there and all the landmarks surrounding that place. Yeah, that's what the song is all about. At the end of it, he is proud that is his place, where he comes from. Even when you're not there, you still realize and pride that this is where you come from.
Beautiful stuff. Gideon Mthembu there with the music of Bologna, and thanks to David Allison as well for bringing that music and Gideon's thoughts to us as the producer there. We'll be back in the heart of the Commonwealth a little later on, and if you want to join in the Commonwealth Connections conversation on Twitter, you can use the hashtag R3Commonwealth and at BBC Radio 3 as ever. So, back to Glasgow now, home of the Commonwealth Games, for some highlights from Celtic Connections. During the festival's first weekend, Balkan Brass took on the Glaswegian winter and warmed things up considerably. From the beautiful and very atmospheric Old Fruit Market and from Serbia, this is the father-son operation of Boban and Marko Marković.
From Serbia, thank you.
Šećeri, a pevaju šoferi, nek se živi. Ako preživim, šoferi, šoferi, ne dama se. Voliš, 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 i ješ to voliš, kad na muško miriše. Gas, 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 gas. Šećeri, a pevaju šoferi, kad se živi. Kako preživim, šoferi, šoferi, jedava se. Voliš, 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 voli
voliš kad na muško miriše.
Bravo Saško, te vio Saško. Thank you, kola puno. Hvala puno, hvala lepo, thank you very much, hvala.
ljubav mara kaj si anđela. I devla, devla, banđele, ljubav mara kaj si ojlađe.
Hey. Father and Son in Action, Boban and Marko Markovic, from the first weekend of Celtic Connections here in Glasgow. And if there are any rock and rollers out there listening, tweet us with the hashtag #WorldOn3 with the name of that third song we're dying to know. Well, around midnight, our very first Commonwealth Connections feature with music from Jamaican veterans, the Jolly Boys. Right now, though, here in the studio on this final Celtic Connections weekend, we are so lucky to have the wonderful Karen Casey in session here in the studio with Sean O'Graham on guitar. Karen, we heard Lovely Annie just at the top of the show, and Lovely Annie was your lovely mam.
That's right, yeah.
And the whole album is dedicated really to her.
Yeah, it is really. It was, she passed away there over 3 years ago, and so I suppose really I kind of took a bit of time out and I ended up writing a lot of songs.
Which is quite a new path for you.
It is, yeah. It was great. It was complete luxury and I had a great time. I kind of, you know, they're not all sad songs actually. A lot of them are happy. So I think kind of you, when you move through the process of grief, you are very appreciative of what you have in life. So a lot of the album actually is about, you know, living it and enjoying it.
Well, let's hear one of them just now.
Okay. It's called Two More Hours, and I wrote this for my husband, Niall.
Drive me insane.
just beautiful. Karen Casey and Sean O'Graham playing for us live here in Pacific Keys Studio One. And Karen just joined me here at the table here in the studio. It's quite a departure for you. Because you know, we're used to thinking of Karen Casey as being, you know, a tradition bearer's voice. And
yeah.
And the... all of a sudden now we have this album that is all your own songs, and obviously it's a very momentous event that causes it.
Mm-hmm.
But was it something that was just waiting to happen?
I think so. You know, I think I was probably, while I have tried to write songs in the past, I probably didn't give it as much time, and I had a lot of time. And I suppose it was something that I've always wanted to do. You know, I'm big into reading and poetry and writing, I suppose. And so it's just something I've always really wanted to do. And I think actually when a parent dies, you sort of really kind of grasp what you have, and
you kind of need to take stock in some kind of way, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, while it's hard, it's still a great, it has turned out to be... I suppose a silver lining, you know.
Now, over the years, you know, you've been part of a big musical family as part of Solace. You've married into a northern musical dynasty.
Yes.
With the Valleys and that lovely song that you wrote for Niall there. But your own roots are in the south. Were they musical roots as well then?
Well, I had a kind of a mixture, you know, a very eclectic background musically. My dad is a great singer, and he sings sort of at parties, you know, or in the pub. And my grannies were great singers. So there was always songs. It was songs, really, not tunes. And then when I went to school, I was blessed to have a teacher who was very into traditional singing. And she sort of picked me out when I was 8 or 9. And she said, "You're going to be a solo singer. And here are the songs." Yeah, she was pretty amazing woman. She had 10 children, and she still walks 5 miles a day. Winnie Foran is her name. And she just had all this time and generosity. And so she kind of taught me a lot of songs, traditional songs. And then alongside that, I kind of learnt anything that was on the radio, from Eurovision to Stevie Wonder to Michael Jackson to whatever, you know.
And your own learning and training, it's taken in a whole range of musics, from classical to jazz to traditional. And do you feel that you belong in one particular place, or are you just Karen that sings?
I think that they're all... I always just look at songs as songs. I don't really mind where they're from, and I look for a good song, and that's basically what I've always done. I didn't really mind when I was learning off the radio what it was. I didn't know, actually. I didn't have, you know, boundaries or things in boxes, so I just learned whatever, and that's kind of the way I've kept going.
Since.
Yeah, you know, I do songs and they suit that gig, and then I do them at another gig. I think they're all from the same source, you know. I love songs that tell a good story, and I like them. I suppose I do like a sort of a sophistication in the melody, you know, and so I tend to lean towards certain things. But essentially, I just like a good song.
Very good. I just have one more question, which is... having been part of this Irish-American institution that was Solace, do you feel that it's a different thing to be a solo singer as opposed to being part of a band like that? Does it allow you to... Would you have been able to make this album if you were still part of Solace?
Oh, it's massively different. You know, it's like a whole other world, you know. It's lonely. You go out on your own... you've a lot more work to do.
Nobody carrying you.
Yes. And, you know, you have to kind of forge your own thing and sort out everything around that, you know, in terms of the administration and that. But, you know, I've had a good run, you know, really the last 14 years now. I've had a solo career of travelling around the world and singing songs that I love and singing my heart out. And, you know, so I don't know if I could ask for much more than that, really.
Well, let's hear more about that lovely woman, lovely Annie.
Great, yeah.
We'll let you move back
okay,
over. Yeah, sure. We're going to hear something that I hadn't heard before, which is Karen taking up her position at the piano.
Yeah.
So we have this beautiful Steinway Grand,
yes.
And she's lined up there. And
it is beautiful.
Several new directions for Karen Casey.
Well, this is a song called Young and Beautiful, and I wrote it for my teenage daughter, Muireann. I was trying to persuade her, you know, that everything was all right in the world and everything would work out okay. She still comes some places with me and I'm still allowed to talk sometimes. Not out in public, though, only in private.
So it's as well a mother knows her place.
Exactly. So this is for Muireann. It's called Young and Beautiful. Just move this a little, sorry.
Man out in the rain,
sorry, my voice is just cracked.
It could happen at any time. Oh. And this is what being live is all about. Karen Casey and Sean O'Graham there. We'll let Karen have a well-deserved drink of water here. And let's move on for the moment because we're looking at Celtic Connections in the final weekend. But these celebrations are just the very beginning of the celebrations this year for the city, with the Commonwealth Games just around the corner. There are so many elements gearing up for the summer, not least the wonderful volunteers who've just found out that they have the go-ahead to be part of the team welcoming folk to Scotland. I remember what it was like meeting the volunteers at the Olympics in London, and what a wonderful thing that was. Here on World on 3, we're on the mark as well with the launch of our Commonwealth Connection series, which will be touring throughout the Commonwealth over the coming months in the lead-up to the Games. Earlier, we heard from Gideon Mthembu from Swaziland with his heritage track. Now we're going to head over the water to one of the islands that's truly had a global influence on music. We're in Jamaica with a band that's partied with the best of them, with one of the original musics of Jamaica, recorded by the sea in Port Antonio. Here are Albert Minnett, Joseph Powder Bennett and Derek Johnny Henry, the Jolly Boys.
Good day, Jolly Boys coming to you, straight from Jamaica. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, but the handsome coolie girl, I don't have a train line. Now, but the handsome coolie girl, I don't have a train line. Some men love the way she walk, some men love the way she talk. Now, but the handsome coolie girl, I don't have a train line.
I'm Derek Henry from the Jolly Boys. I've been in the band from 1956. I'm living right down the lane, and the sky is nice when it's dry, but when it's wet, it kind of gets tedious.
Mento music is the first indigenous music created in Jamaica. It came out of the halls and the ballrooms of the planter crafts. Quadrille dancing was prevalent, which was considered to be probably the first world music. And that was carried, you know, it's a basic form of square dancing out of France initially, the courts in Paris, and spread through the great houses of Jamaica. So quadrille was the music that local musicians after emancipation would play and carry, and they'd go around villages as like wandering minstrels, really, and maybe a village or a little small town would have its own mento band. What started to happen was that they needed more of a freedom in the movement and the dance. They felt restricted within the square dancing formations of quadrille. So when they'd have a dance, what they'd do is they'd play five figures, which would maybe be five quadrilles, the formal one, and then the sixth figure was a mento, it was called, and everybody could brook out, as they call it in Jamaica, which is free-form dancing, wildness, and, you know, maybe with a girl. And so eventually what happened was that people started enjoying the mento much more, so the mento took over and quadrille has really very much slipped into the background. Hi, my name's Rick Elgood. I manage the Jolly Boys. I also study mento. We're sitting by the East Harbour in Port Antonio with the three old boys, the three of the original Jolly Boys who have actually played. Johnny played from 1956 when he first joined them. Powder joined in the 60s. Albert's played in and out with Jolly Boys through the 60s and right up till now.
Yeah, I've been singing all my life, you know. Yeah. Born singing. I have born singing.
Ask my mother for her. I'm going to ask her father. Father for her. The girl too good looking. And looking fine.
Now, Johnny is on my right. He is the oldest member of the Jolly Boys alive today. You know? And my further right is Powder. We call him Powder. You know? He's the Powder man. So we've been playing together for a very, very long time, you know. It's like we grow together now, you know. So when we strike off, we know what we're doing, you know.
My rumba box, they call it the sitting bass. It is a box that's made out of cedar and plywood. And you have some blades on it, like guitar strings, but it's metal. So I guess you know the difference of the metal to play.
Well, the normal day when I'm doing a gig, well, but we mostly work at night, you know, in the hotels, you know. We've been in the hotel for years now, preserving this mento, you know. So because later, way back, you wouldn't find a reggae band use a mento singer in their band, you know. So. We've been in the hotel playing our rumba box, our box guitar and the shaker, preserving the songs, you know, because the tourists love them our way, you know, the mental way, you know. So we've been preserving. So that's what I've been doing all my life, you know, doing fire dance, doing acrobatic, you know, growth coming up until I decide to stay with the music.
Girl and boy, we go rock and roll. You fuck them a one by one. Rock them two by two. Rock them three by three. Rock them four by four. Rock them five by five. Rock them six by six. And if your finger must not cry, if your finger must not cry.
No, that's an old long time song from when I was a baby boy, and that the people whenever they used to break stone along the road, you know, because before we get asphalt, we used to got a rough road, no tar, you know. So the parish council, the government would buy the stone from you, so the kids would go pick up stone, bring to their grandparents, and their grandparents got a hammer that's come from England. Would break those stone, you know, and you sit on a heap at this high, and then they bought it from you. So while they breaking stone, they're singing. Like Run Mongoose, your name gonna got brown skin girl, you know, all those are working songs, you know.
Rock a dung a man the willow road, girl and boy, big up a rock stone. Rock a dung a man the willow road, girl and boy, big up a rock stone. I fuck a them 7 by 7, you fuck a them 8 by 8, fuck them 9 by 9, you fuck a them 10 by 10.
The Emmanuel Road song, which is a working song, is about people working in road gangs. It's lifted from, as they smash the rocks, they would sing in a kind of African-influenced call-and-response style. They'd talk about the dangers that you might be breaking the rocks, you might smash your hand with a rock, but also kept the rhythm of the work and the banging of the rocks with the hammers would go along with the sound and the rhythm of the music.
I don't have money with the road. Yeah, I'm money with the road. Yeah, rock rock stone. Money with the road. Yeah, oh! Money with the road. Yeah, rock rock stone. The young girl. Ting-a-ting-a. I don't have money with the road. Yeah, 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 rock a dung a man will road. Rock a dung a man will road. Big up rock rock stone. Rock a dung a man will road. Rock a dung a man will road. Big up rock rock stone. Big up rock rock stone. A dung a man will road.
I don't have money with the road. Yalambwa. Yes, Jelly Boy, coming to you straight from Jamaica, straight into your face.
Port Antonio saw its heyday, I guess, in about the 1940s, when the first tourists started coming down on the banana boats. The king of bananas, Lorenzo Baker, this was his empire, and he'd bring them all down from Boston and built his own hotel, 400-room hotel, the first one in the Western Hemisphere, and still large comparatively by, you know, to today's standards. So after the tourists started coming down, enjoying the vibes and the climate here in Port Antonio, then they were followed by a jet set, Hollywood jet set. You know, Liz Taylor's, Richard Burton's, John Wayne's. Of course, Errol Flynn was the first who got shipwrecked off and bought Navy Island on the other side in the other harbour. Eventually, though, what happened is tourism opened up much more in Jamaica and people moved and started going into all-inclusives in Ocho Rios and Montego Bay. And Port Antonio just settled back into being a sleepy little fishing village that you see around us today.
This town is everything to us, you know. It's the real, but I mean, it takes us around the world, you know. They try to make me go to real, but I say, no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you will. No, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if mommy thinks I'm fine, they try to make me go to real, but I won't go. I would rather three up people around the world. Yeah. When Amy was writing this song in her time, she was writing it for me in my time to take it to make success with it in my time. And we take it and we didn't splash it against a wall. We did something good with it, and I'm proud. And I'm proud to keep on going, singing it and play it for anyone who want to hear it.
But I know it doesn't come in a shot glass. They try to make me go to rehab, but I said, no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but I will not come back here, will I?
No, no, no.
I ain't got the time, and if mommy thinks I'm fine, they try to make me go to rehab, but I won't
go, go, go.
The woman said, what do you think you are here? I said, I got no idea. Am I gonna lose my baby? So I always keep a buckle near. She said, I think you are depressed. This me baby and the rest. They try to make me go to rehab, but I said,
no, no, no.
Yes, I've been blocked, but when I come back here, will I?
No, no.
I ain't got the time, and if mommy thinks I'm fine, they try to make me go to rehab, but I won't
go, go, go.
I did a lot of memento band in Jamaica, a lot of them in Ocho Rios, but everybody got their own style, you know? And maybe you get a memento band and the way they play, you wouldn't even enjoy it. You know, you got to have a style that the people, from the strum, the people want to dance. You know, people dance when they're feeling good, you know. Hey, man, someone get up and come on, let's get at it. And everybody started to dance, you know. Because we play dancing music too, not just mento alone. You know, we play dancing music too, you know. Yeah, you know.
The Jolly Boys today, when they're on the road, out touring, you know, they're staying in the finest hotels, they're meeting pop stars, actors, actresses, everybody, celebrities around the world. But when they come back to Port Antonio, they settle back into their little sleepy life. They all live in very humble surrounds, little small houses. Johnny has a one room with bathroom, you know, but it's a kind of sleepy type of life, and it's a great thing for them, I believe, to come back to Port Antonio. When we're on tour out there, they always want to come home and have their rice and peas sitting on the side of the sea or their fish in Port Antonio.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Amy Winehouse, Jolly Boy style, recorded in their hometown in Port Antonio, Jamaica. Thanks to Lindsay Pell and Chris McConaughey, who made the trip. And you can join the conversation about Commonwealth Connections on Twitter at BBC Radio 3 with the hashtag R3Commonwealth. Check out the galleries online as well on the Radio 3 website. You can read producer Lindsay Pell's blog and see her pictures from that trip to Jamaica as well. And you can also download that as a podcast in a couple of hours' time. Next week, the Commonwealth Connections comes from Newfoundland off the east coast of Canada, and the heritage track is from Lesotho. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 live from Glasgow's Pacific Quay here on BBC Radio 3 with a final flavour of the city's Celtic Connections Festival. And we're able to come back now to Karen Casey and Sean O'Graham for one more song from that beautiful new album dedicated to Anne Casey, her lovely Annie mother.
Thank you. Thank you, Marianne.
spot that I now lie on at last is the place that I call home. It's the place that I call home.
Beautiful. Thanks a million to Karen Casey and to Sean O'Graham. And we have more live music still to come from Siddiqui Djabati and Walter Strauss with Mario Caribe coming into the studio very shortly. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3 with another look back now at some of the delights of Celtic Connections. And it's last weekend, over this weekend in 2014. All through last this year's festival, I should say, there's been a big sense of anticipation for this summer's sporting celebrations when the Commonwealth Games comes to Glasgow. So there really was a strong Commonwealth flavour to the international roster of the festival this year. That included Malawi, a country with very strong historical links to Scotland, especially through the Scottish missionaries. So it was wonderful to be able to welcome from there Peter Mwanga and the Amarawi movement. And here they are in action in one of the festival's best loved venues, the Old Fruit Market at the City Halls.
Thank you.
na yenda yenda pokale Zomwe na ona lelo, zomwe na ona lelo Kondi atate inu zon samda konza konza kokale Zomwe nda pata lelo, zomwe nda pata lelo Kani atate inu zon samda konza konza kokale Aye, aye, aye
tonight. We are so very, very excited to be in Scotland, Glasgow. Big up to Celtic Connections. We love this festival. It's, I think it's the best of this kind. We come from Malawi. It's called the Warm Heart of Africa. A lot of times when you read in the newspapers, when you watch TV, it's always Africa conflict, this and that, the wars and the hunger and the like. But Malawi is different. We have the most beautiful lake in the world. So I'm inviting you to Malawi. So I'm going to do a song about Malawi. Malawi, Kumalawi. Timwe, 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 Timwe
ngandikundo kwathi kundo kumalawi nathi kwathi kuli nyanja ni mafi kumalawi bata ni jiko kumalawi Ubale, ubale, koni kwanu hulito Ofana nandikundo, kwatu kundoku Kumalawi Umozi, 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 umozi Koni kwanu huliko Ofana nandikundo, kwatu kundoku Kumalawi
The next piece is titled Ndisanza. The reason I wrote this song is very simple. You know, democracy is different. Like in the West, democracy is very different from the kind of democracy that we have in Africa. You know, I'll tell you one thing that we've gotten to realize is that a lot of people would look back and say, you know, I think sometimes Africans shouldn't have had democracy because the way our way of life is very different from the West. And that's a fact. Now, I'll tell you what happens in Africa. Like in Malawi, when we elect a president, you know, because we grew up in, we believe in kings and chiefs, we honor them so much to a point that sometimes when we give them respect, they don't give us back respect because we give them so much respect and so much honor and so many things like we owe them. And eventually they begin to oppress us. So I realized that I had to write a song. That had to be addressed. And so I wrote this song, Disanza. Basically what I'm saying is there's no other king above God. Because there's only one God, and human beings are not gods.
Palibe wina ofana naye, tomsendi sanza fe. Palibe wino panana ye, ton sendi sanza fe. Palibe wino panana yambuye, ton sendi sanza fe. Palibe wino panana yambuye Johnson di Sanzave. Why do they fool us with the compliments? Don't send his hands either. And why do they fool us with a smile? Don't send his hands either. So why do you fool them with your compliments? Now won't send his hands either. And why do you fool them with your smile? And the sun's eye, oh, oh, I can see, yeah, the sun's eye, babe, Muasi, yeah, the sun's eye, oh, I can see.
I
Thank you. The next piece is titled Yesu Ndikhomo. Zandinka ni yokoma, kani yaziko lokongola. Kumwe hoto pandi otorwa, awa konzera tu Yehova. Siku bezeka zo sauta, siku zambeka zo kulila. Komadu oka olungama, omzi wa Yesu ataloa. Utindiye Yesu ndikomo, Yesu ndiye lolo wa mwamba. Kumwe ipe tita imba njimbo, tawizonse tipeza mpumulo. Nikuza tipu lomaliza, lomwe Yehova zaweluza. Kutenga onse olungama, nasia onse akuchimwa.
Yes, undi komo, yes, undi e lo lo
gorgeous. Peter Mwanga and the Amaravi Movement playing at the Old Fruit Market 2 weekends ago at Celtic Connections, and they were brought over specially by Festival Director Donald Shaw to mark the Glasgow Commonwealth Games coming up in July. Well, we're back in Pacific Quay here in Studio One, and more live music from a wonderful combination, something that's still evolving. Siddiqui Diabaty, son of Tumani, joining Walter Strauss, American guitarist, and from home, Mario Caribe on bass. And let's have some music first. Beautiful. Walter Strauss, Siddiqui Diabaty and Mario Caribe. Mario on bass and feet, I should point out there. Walter, I know that coming from the States, you have a very diverse background, but you have a real passion for West African music. How does this particular combination come about?
Well, I've been exploring the West African music, particularly the music of the kora and the other harps, gourd harps of West Africa, for quite a while. But I met Tumani Diabaty in San Francisco and got to play for him some kora music on the guitar, which he he thought was very interesting and invited me to come over to learn more from him and to meet some Malian musicians. So I went and spent 5 weeks there. And when I was there, he suggested that Siddiqui and I get together. Siddiqui being a very innovative, unusual young kora player. And he thought that the combination would be very cool. And so both Siddiqui and I did as well. So we got together.
It's one of these things that doesn't really translate very well on radio, but watching you guys in session and playing live for us here in the studio, it's very much a conversation. The eye contact is major.
Hmm.
Is this something that's evolving all the time? It changes every time you play?
Yeah. The pieces will be very different each time. I mean, they have a certain foundation, and that's really what the music is about. Is we didn't play that much before we went into the studio. We played three times before we went into the studio to record. So we basically just got a basic form, an introduction, an outro, maybe a turn in the middle that we know as a signal for the other person to start soloing. But other than that, it's always fresh. So yeah, it's always evolving.
And you have an adopted Scot, at least. Where does Mario fit into the whole equation?
He is Super Mario.
Very good.
So he holds it down, and he not only does he hold it down, you know, we open it up and he can explore his expression through his solos as well.
It's lovely hearing all the strings together. Siddiqui, you have your manager here helping translate for you. It's obviously a big thing being the son of a great musician, but it must be quite special coming out as your own person and being able to explore new things in a collaboration like this.
Siddiqui, elle dit que étant donné que tu es le fils d'un grand artiste qui est un icône de la musique africaine, peut-être que ça peut être vraiment un peu étrange pour toi d'avoir ton propre chemin pour faire la musique différemment que ton père?
Je n'ai pas de la pression sur moi. Je dirais que la musique, elle est libre. Elle a un langage universel. Par contre, je suis là, je ne parle pas anglais. Walter ne parle pas français. Et Mario aussi, il se débrouille en français, mais il parle anglais. Mais moi, je ne parle pas anglais. C'est grâce à cette musique qu'on parle, qu'on ressort ce qu'on ressent. Et c'est à travers ça que j'avance, quoi. Et je pense que mon père aussi, il ne me met pas la pression. Et il a été vraiment cool avec moi. Il m'a tout appris et il m'a donné le chemin. Il m'a dit, vas-y, quoi. Éclate-toi, il est comme ça.
Okay, briefly, I'll just explain. So what he's saying is don't have any pressure. His father is not putting him any pressure, so he's very free to do whatever he wants to do. And as you can see how, you know, the team, they play together, it's something which is amazing because he don't speak English, Walter doesn't speak French, and Mario is in between both languages, which is very exciting. You know, that's a very special thing about this band, this group. And also, being son of Tumani Djawadi, which is something, you know, it's not, it can reflect on him, but it's not which is something it can be a pressure because his father has been, you know, teaching him to do whatever he wants and let him to go, be free, be yourself, do what you want.
To open the doors.
To open the door.
What a wonderful thing. That's wonderful. Tumani, your father, was one of the first world musicians that I interviewed here in Glasgow. And I know he thinks that Glasgow is a fantastic place, mostly for its football, but for more sport this summer, I think. But Walter, let's have one more piece from you guys. I'm sorry, there's only time for one more. But tell us about this next piece.
This is a piece that we call Zamora, and it's one of the pieces that was quickly written before we went into the studio. Here it is. Thank you.
Thank you.
absolutely beautiful. I love to see a project just evolving in front of us as we're listening. Thanks so much to all the musicians tonight, to Karen Casey, Sean O'Graham, to Siddiqui Diabate, to Walter Strauss and Mario Caribe, and to the whole BBC team here at Pacific Key, and producer Roger Short as ever. We're going to end tonight with music from our own Commonwealth Connections. It's a wee preview track from next week's feature from Newfoundland. You can hear the whole Commonwealth Connection series, 53 countries over 26 weeks leading up to the Commonwealth Games in July, right here on World on 3. We're also on Twitter at BBC Radio 3 with the hashtag R3Commonwealth. And there are lots of other stories and pictures online on the BBC Radio 3 website, and you can email us as well to share your Commonwealth stories. So we bid you good night in the new found land. More Commonwealth Connections over the coming weeks here on World on 3, Newfoundland and Lesotho next week. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 1 o'clock.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Another visit now to the 2013 BBC Proms. The BBC Philharmonic here, conducted by Gianandrea Noseda. Later on in Tchaikovsky's Second Symphony and Prokofiev's Second Piano Concerto with pianist Jean-Yves Bavouzet. First, though, Bardin, whose opera Prince Igor occupied him for most of his composing life. He even left it unfinished when he died in 1887, the task of completing it falling to both Rimsky-Korsakov and his pupil Glazunov. Well, this is the Prince Igor Overture. The opera itself, based on a 12th century Ukrainian prince and his campaign against an invading tribe of Polovtsians.